Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where were you going? Who were you going with?
It's me, Ali.
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo.
Welcome back to Live at 5 with Goldie and MVR on CBS Sports. 105.7, HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
My mother went away for a month floor trip. Cutting some frames on an ocean liner ship.
Yeah, you're awful.
Big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see
what I left my wallet in El Segundo, a tribe called Quest.
Now, why? How would you ever think about that song coming out of the breaker? Before you go get your 72 and play Frogger to go across the street, how in the heck do you come up with that song?
Because that was a song that we used to use as an intro and an outro to a lot of our segments back on my show in Boston.
I'm sure.
There it is.
It's interesting because you lost your wallet. Humphrey was just texting me back and forth. We're going back and talking, and he just got back from Vegas.
He must have lost more than his wallet.
I just got back from Vegas, and I tuned in to lift my spirits, and you guys are so depressing. Gosh, MVR.
Hump, you're right. You're dead on right.
I said, well, I replied back and go, I guess you lost. You're as depressed as me. Because, no, I came home with money, so that's a win. They kill you outside the casinos, though.
You know what I mean?
Everything is so expensive.
I thought
expensive.
You get hooked up in the casino.
Yeah, I think he was getting hooked
in
up outside the casino. Yeah. I said, well, I consider a win when you come home and at least have enough money to get your car out of the parking lot. That's always a win.
A very good friend of mine told me a story last time, not the last time he was in Vegas, but a few times back, how he had engaged the services of a young lady to come up to his room. And he told me the whole process, and I don't know, man. It just seems like a scary proposition.
I got a story about that.
Is it tellable on the airable?
So a buddy of mine, we're out there for a convention, and it was like, I don't know, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're basically out of gambling money. So we just go to the bar and hook up, and these two lovely ladies just, you know.
You were there?
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Okay.
Yeah, they decided to come talk to us.
Oh, because of your wit?
Obviously, they found us attractive, right? Sure, they did. So we're talking, and next thing you know, she's like, "What do you guys want to do tonight?" We're like, "Well, I don't know what you guys want to do." I'm like, "Well, let's stay together. Let's go do something fun.
Let's stay together."
So next thing you know, she's like, "We're walking." He goes up to the room with her. I go out to the pool because I love 3 o'clock in the morning. I like watching the sunrise. Just me. She's like, "You know, it's going to cost you a couple $100 for me to watch the sunrise." I said, "What?" She says, "Yeah, I'm not free." I'm like, "Oh, I'll go watch the sunrise across the street, man." No. So, yeah, they're all over the place out there.
Well, of course.
I was just so gullible, really.
Well, how much time did she invest with you before she realized you weren't paying?
Well, while we were at the bar, we bought her drinks.
So an hour.
Yeah, so yeah, she wanted some money. She goes, "Well, I've already been an hour, so I need some money." I'm like, "You get that? You kidding me? No, you're not getting any money." Right. Then I started looking for the heat. I started looking around like, you know, where's Big Daddy? He's going to beat me up for not giving his gal some cash.
Right.
That never happened. So I come back up to our – at this time, we had to share rooms because we were watching money. The company that we worked for at the time, we had to share rooms.
So you go in and
I go in and knock on the door.
And he spent money.
He spent money.
Did he put a little tape over the doorknob?
He did not.
The keyhole?
No, not come back later type of deal or anything. Right. I knock on the door.
So did you leave?
Heck no. I told her it was time for her to get the heck out of there.
All right. Did he finish the mission?
Well, imagine he's finished many missions that evening. So I didn't ask him how much. But I do know that he was not able to gamble anymore that week.
So hold on a minute. Right. So when you told this girl politely to go, "Screw, I'm not giving you any money."
Right.
How did that go over? Did she freak out or she just...
No, she was
about it?
She was adequate about it, but she was... I'm not going to say she was depressed. I think she thought she had some easy money.
She was disappointed.
Yeah, but then I'm guaranteed she walked right around the corner, walked right on the street and found another gullible guy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing that they're out there.
Yeah.
All over the place.
Well, that's the Mecca.
So I was
and it's legal.
I was wondering, when do you want to go to Vegas?
Sorry.
We'll bring the six-footer with us. I don't care.
Listen, I've had plenty of life experience. I've done a lot of different things, but
I haven't either.
Engaging with that, I just can't come to terms with
it. You know what? I haven't either.
Just by virtue of the whole concept of, you know, who was there a half hour ago and, you know, the germs and the whole thing, that just, you know, not to mention the potential for disease, I just can't I could never do it.
Dr. Woody Bender. Hey, Goldie, do you think tranny hookers make a lot of dough in Vegas? Maybe I could change careers and stop being a proctologist.
Yes. Go to Vegas. You can still pick us up.
Yes.
InsideSTL.com.
And on the podcast. We're all over. We're all over the world. We're all over the air.
Yep. Hey, did we get the download number from last week? Did you get that?
60-something thousand.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
That was what it was the week before.
Yeah, but I don't know the exact until today. That's the first day back, so I'll get them this afternoon. But
what a bunch of morons.
It's okay. It's okay, man. They're listening to...
Not because they listen to me on the air, because they endure you.
I think it's just because they're waiting for the last hour. That's what I need to do. I need to check out segment by segment by segment, because I guarantee you that first hour when Mark is on, it's probably like in the tens. Like literally like 9 or 10,
right.
Like his family who
little
listens
10.
To his segment,
right?
And then after that, it grows because of course our 6:30 hours when we have the most people listening,
yeah,
because they're tuning in
because they're waiting for the other guys
for the fluffers. That's all we are.
They all strap it on for the morning after. Why not?
I don't blame them. It's a good show. Doug, Tim, Jim, and even when they have Charlie. Jay Randolph Jr. to sit in, it's always a good show.
Yeah, there's another $38 wasted, just so you know.
All right, well, that's okay. Speaking of that, I'm going to negotiate this.
314-880-0808. That's the number to call or text. And I know we're getting a gazillion texts, but you only keep reading from like the same two or three guys.
I just got one from the 314. Prostitution is not legal within the city limits of Vegas.
No, I didn't know that. I don't know. I don't care.
I guess it's not legal, but it's there.
Well, it's quite prominent.
So the city limits of Vegas, or is that what? Like
city
one
proper.
Is that like 1 square mile? Like the strip and like right up and down?
Right. No, Vegas is actually somewhat expansive.
Where do you go when you go to Vegas? Where do you stay?
I stay at the Wynn, or I've stayed a couple times against my will at the hotel, which is part of... It's at the end. It's a green one. I can't think of the name of it.
Is that Old Town?
No, it's on the Strip.
Okay.
But it's called The Hotel.
Gotcha.
I can't think of the name.
The Palazzo?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, no. Well, we used to stay at the Hard Rock all the time because I thought it was great. I did like it.
Nice rooms?
You would always, you know, Vegas, it's very unique. You get, yeah, the nice rooms, but you get lost in the casino. You can't figure out how to get back to your room and then... You like you're on the
no clocks, no windows.
Yeah, you go like to the Excalibur, and they have the inclinators get you to the top of the pyramid.
The what?
The Excalibur.
No, what do you call the what-ators?
They call them inclinators. They're not elevators because an elevator goes up and down. The inclinator, you go up, over to get to the top of the pyramid.
Huh.
And just trying to find your way around that Dagon place is crazy.
Yeah. Well, any place that's Dagon is going to be difficult.
Oh, here we go.
It's going to be difficult.
Bellagio. I'm a Bellagio guy, but the Hard Rock has got a great restaurant called the Pink Taco. I'm serious, man. They do.
Okay.
But it's a good Mexican restaurant. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get back to the text. You think of something to say real quick. I got to read all this.
Think of something to say.
Yeah, Pink Taco. The world's oldest profession is definitely prostitution. That's good. Mandalay Bay. That's your guy.
That's where I've stayed.
That's your guy. Yeah. Thank you, Kajavarsky. Mandalay Bay. That's connected with the tram, isn't it?
I think at Mandalay Bay they have another hotel that's connected. It's owned by the same company and it's called The Hotel.
Okay, then you have the Excalibur that used to be called the Excalibur.
Right.
It's all three are connected by the tram and you can go back and forth. New York's a good place too.
Yeah.
When I first went out there.
That's an oldie.
It is an oldie.
Yeah.
But
it's like circus.
It's just going to tell you when I first went out there was a Dang it. You just made me lose my train.
Dagon and dang it.
Dang it. Right across from Circus. Not the Stratosphere. Speaking of that one, though, have you ever done that Stratosphere where you go way up high, you drop?
I don't go there for the carnival rides.
Okay, well.
I go.
The trannies are carnival rides.
Jesus. Yeah. Okay. Very nice.
So what do you do? Do you go out there for conventions and what have you?
I've been out there on business. I've been out there for pleasure and... You know, it's about the pool. It's about the casino. It's about, you know, there's some great, great restaurants there. But I remember going to Vegas 30 years ago where, you know, you could eat for 2 hours, you know, for $4.
Yeah, well, that's funny because...
And the rooms were for nothing, you know, and now it's, you know, it's like going to Miami.
Humphrey
know?
Said he stayed at the Flamingo. He was talking about the food and the drinks away from the casino. Every meal is about $65 to $70. That was with his wife, daughter, and niece. So, yeah,
I can't believe these textures have wives.
Lives?
Wives. And lives.
Yeah, maybe not for long. I'm not for sure. Yeah. My taco is yellow sometimes.
All right. 314-880-0. When I give the number, that's when I'm disgusted with what we're talking about. 314-880-0808. That's your number to call in or text.
So speaking about trips, we got to talk about our friends from Travel House. And there's Paws again trying to get out the door. We got to let him know. Look at him. He's got a
There you go.
You just push the button.
Go ahead.
Friends of Travel House, they have some awesome deals right now through Fungef Vacations.
And in 3 hours, you can have your toes in the sand in Cancun.
Which would remind me of Zach Brownbin.
What about
your toes in the water.
Okay. Enough depressing music here. Go ahead.
Yeah, Live Aqua Cancun. It's a great place. It's right down in the heart of downtown Mexico, right by Club Ziva. And it's the shopping district. It's an amazing place. Right now, it's only $829 a person, all-inclusive, including your hotel for 3 nights, including your flight, all-inclusive. And it is one of the best places you can see with an infinity pool overlooking the ocean, great rooms, great food, many great opportunities. Moon Palace down in Jamaica, plenty of places to go right now at very affordable prices. Give Mike over at Travel House a call, Travel House of St. Louis, 314-842-6000.
Say the number again.
314-842-6000. Travel House of St. Louis. Mike would be more than happy to customize your dreams for you. That's what they do. They customize and make memorable dreams.
Peyton, can you, when we go to the break, which isn't quite yet, but can you tee up Cry Me a River by Joe Cocker?
What the?
Thank you.
No.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I don't know. You
called me yesterday to go through this litany of topics.
Well, I wanted to go to abortion. I wanted to go to politics. I wanted to talk about everything.
So go. Let's go. We're on here.
Well, that's okay. You want to talk about the Texas Supreme Court?
Just
the
anything you want. What did I tell you last night? You can talk about anything except Woody Bender's texts.
I've already read that, some of them. Okay, let's go to Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
I love her.
You do.
You know what? I do.
Because
she, well, a couple different things. If she gets appointed as the VP to, obviously, Clinton, who most likely will win this thing, there's a Republican governor who gets to appoint the next senator in Massachusetts. That's a good thing right there. But going back to...
Wait a minute. Stop. She's a senator.
That's what I said.
And what is she going to do? You said
she runs for vice president,
right?
And she wins with Clinton,
right?
Then the governor has the opportunity.
I thought you said name a new governor. That's
no,
right.
The
okay.
governor has the opportunity
to put another senator,
and he's a Republican governor. Right. So you know what's going to happen there. But here's what she had to say about Hillary back in 2004.
This is on the Bill Moyer show on PBS.
Yeah.
I hope you cut it up a little bit because it's long.
The credit card companies have been pushing to try to tighten the bankruptcy laws, sort of like locking the doors to the hospitals and then claiming nobody's sick in America. So they were trying to get the bankruptcy laws constricted so that fewer families could get in. Why? Because you can make more money if those families don't go into bankruptcy if you're a credit lender. And so I'd written an op-ed about how this would fall disproportionately hard on women who were raising families and who would be put in the position under this bill of trying to compete with Citibank, MasterCard, Visa, Bank One for getting alimony and child support from their ex-husbands. Mrs. Clinton evidently saw...
The First Lady.
She was then First Lady. This is in the 1990s, late 1990s. Mrs. Clinton saw the piece, and I got a call from the White House. And they said Mrs. Clinton was going to be in town to give a speech in Boston, and would I come and meet with her? I said, sure. And so I put together all my files. I show up at the appointed place. After she's finished her speech, we're ushered into a tiny little room somewhere in the bowels of this hotel. And just the two of us. They close the door. Mrs. Clinton sits down. We have hamburgers and French fries.
You tutor her.
And she says, tell me about bankruptcy. And I got to tell you, I never had a smarter student. Quick, right to the heart of it. I go over the law. It's a complex law. Went over the economics, showed her the graphs, showed her the charts, and she got it. Within 20 minutes, she could play where the rest of it would come. Well, then that will mean this part's happened.
That's coming. That
will mean this has happened. I said, yes, that's right. And at the end of the conversation, Mrs. Clinton stood up. She said, let's get our picture taken, which we did. And she said, Professor Warren, We've got to stop that awful bill.
We got to stop this awful bill. But she's an astute student, gets into it, tells them exactly what can happen with Wall Street. You're not paying your child support. Here's what can happen. It makes a lot of sense. So then we fast forward a little bit, and now we see what's happening with Mrs. Warren now stumping for her friend.
Why are they booing?
Donald Trump says he'll make America great again. It's right there. No, it's stamped on the front of his goofy hat. You want to see Goofy? Look at him in that hat. But when Donald Trump says great, I ask, great for who exactly?
Dig it.
Yeah.
Dig it. Dig
for
it, man.
For millions of kids struggling to pay for an education. For millions of seniors barely surviving on Social
Security. All right, we get
it.
We know what she's going to say.
For families that don't.
But you have to see Trump's tweets right after this. This is where it got.
Do you have them handy? You have them handy?
Do I have them handy? Of course. You know what do I do? I'd rather much play.
Just
what
say
Trump,
yes. Just
I'd
say
rather
yes
much
or no.
Play what Trump says when he gets and he lands over in Scotland and he asks about.
Go ahead.
This weekend to attend to one of his golf courses.
Is beating Hillary Clinton a par 3 or a par 5, would you say, sir?
I think it would be very easy. Certainly here it would be very easy. Have a good time.
Mr. Warren, what about Scottish?
We're going to go up to the 14th tee if anybody wants to see. They say one of the great sights of the world, if you want to see it.
He's such a huckster.
These are among the largest dunes anywhere in the world. It's really spectacular. If you'd like to see it, follow me.
The presumptive Republican nominee appearing to ratchet.
The highlight, you know, what the Democrats are all saying right now is this guy is trying to benefit from the Brexit because the pound is dropping so much. And he goes, I love that. I love when things drop because I get more people here at Turnberry. People come to my club. So when did capitalism come? When did that go wrong?
Well, it didn't. But it was completely inappropriate for him to say that. And what it said was he didn't understand the depth of the Brexit, you know, good or bad. He just didn't understand it for him to make that comment. I mean, all he's doing is providing commercial fodder for Hillary and whoever else is going to be running with him, whether it's Warren or the senator. I mean, the Governor Kane from Virginia and the other and Julian.
Well, here's the odds per Oddshark right now for the 2016 vice president
Oddshark
I'm a degenerate.
I get it.
So, Tim Kaine is +225. Elizabeth Warren +325. And Julian Castro, 550. Tom Perez, 1,200. Bernie Sanders, 1,600. +1,600. So I go down to look at Republican vice president odds. Jeff Sessions, Newt Gingrich, Chris Christie, John Kasich. John Kasich?
Well, that's what the book is saying. Yeah. That doesn't mean that.
I know how the books work. But that's – there's no way. He's already said – no way. And he's in Ohio. And this is when the RNC.
But since when does anybody's word mean anything anymore in politics?
I mean,
Christie was beating the crap out of Trump in one of the debates.
He's so good.
And as soon as it's over, he endorses him.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's
their neighbors.
It's moment politics. It's moment politics. The only one, well, I shouldn't say the only one, Ted Cruz has completely stayed away. He's honored all the things he said about Trump. Rubio has stayed away. Bush has stayed away.
No, Rubio has came on. He came on board for a while until everything that happened down in Orlando and the shooting. Then he kind of said, you know, I'm going to pull back a little bit. And now he's running for senator, which he promised he would never do. So Now all of a sudden he's going to run for senator. But you
the whole thing's a mess.
It is.
It's just a mess.
But the one thing you do appreciate about the DT is the fact that he is so unconventional. He does not care about special interests. He doesn't care about Wall Street. He is not going to be told what to do by anyone, which is good or bad, but at least he's not a typical politician.
You know what's amazing, and this is no newsflash, but right now Hillary has, in the latest poll I saw, 46%, and Trump has 41 or 43, depending on which poll you use.
And well, he was down by 5, then the ABC Washington Post was down by 12.
Okay. Well, regardless, the level of support that they have right now in the polls is 90% for one reason, because they're picking the lesser of what they deem two evils. So she wouldn't have 46% if she wasn't so despised by those that don't want to vote for her. And the same thing goes for Trump. Same thing. This is an election of diminished returns. That's all it is.
Yeah,
let's pick the lesser of two evils, and you know what? There is no lesser. They're both ill-suited for this position. Both.
That's why you wonder, really. I mean, you look at who's going to be speaking at the RNC, the Republican National Convention up in Ohio. Mm. So many people have bailed. I mean, Trey Gowdy from South Carolina, who did kind of endorse him, saying, yeah, you know, I'm going to endorse whoever the Republican.
Yeah, but with that hairdo, he shouldn't be allowed to speak.
But Gowdy's a stud. I like that guy.
Yeah, I know.
But
he needs to fix his hair.
He tells everybody, you know, I'm going to go to the beach that weekend. I'm done.
Right.
I'm out. So you wonder what's going to happen at that RNC. That is going to be the best reality show that you're going to ever watch. The Democratic Party is pulling together. They're coming together. They're
right.
going to get.
And there is going to be somebody trying. There's going to be certain factions at the in Cleveland that are going to try to put another man at the top of the ticket.
I was listening to that.
I don't
today.
Know how it's doable.
I don't know, but you know,
talk about lawsuits.
But you know, it's the RNC. They can do what they want to do. They really can.
Right. They can make their own rules.
They make their own rules. Right. It's not like it's a law that, you know, we've got pledged
like
delegates.
Rules can still be changed and made up until the convention.
Right. So you watch who you never know who's going to come back. Is it going to be Cruz? Is it going to be – I'd still like to see Allen.
Who?
I'm sorry, Ryan. Paul Ryan?
Yeah.
I would. I'd like to see him as
– Well, the thing I like most about him is that he is thoughtful. He would represent well. He would not embarrass the office of the presidency. He would not embarrass the
USA.
He would not.
But
will
he be bought by special interests?
That's the only way you can win.
I don't know. Mitt Romney, he had his own money, and he just got annihilated when he went. But
yeah, but he didn't get annihilated because it was his own money.
No, I mean
but he took money too.
Oh, of course he did. Yeah. Are they all, and you don't think that Trump is?
No, he's
right now
he's working
he wants
that
money.
Angle right now. Right,
yeah, he's trying to get the Bernie Sanders for every dollar you give me, I'll put a dollar in up to I think was it only $2 million or something?
I don't know what the limit was.
Yeah,
but up to $27, he would match it
for up to $2 million. I think it was
right with a cap.
Right,
with a ceiling.
Cap.
Right.
I thought you were self-funding your campaign, bro.
Hey, bro.
Huh?
What's up, bro?
Because you can't be. You got 1.3 in the coffers versus 46. Now you need some extra cash.
What time is Gia's coming on?
We're going to call him right at the break.
Oh, it's after the break.
Yeah.
Because then we got to do trivia as well.
Yeah, it's going to be all right. It's all going
to
be a couple.
Which means I have to come up with a question.
Hmm. I got one.
The question was going to be, who's the only pitcher in Major League Baseball history to have two grand slams in one game? But it's such a darn easy lookup that I'm not doing that question.
I like the one who's got this. Well, it's a St. Louis question. So Fernando Tatis has two grand slams in the same inning.
Right. The only time ever.
Ever. Against the Dodgers.
Right.
Right?
I don't know.
I think it was against the Dodgers.
Who cares, Fernando Tatis? Anyway, 314-880-0808. When we come back on the other side of 6:30, we're going to have Brandon Burris from Gia's. And while you might be going, oh, God, just a long commercial. Yeah, maybe. But there's going to be free pizza in it for you. So, you know, deal with it. And we're also going to do a trivia question, and then we'll get you ready for the morning after. And that'll be it for our first installment this week here on, what are we on? CBS 920 and 105.7.
We're all over the air.
105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. We're all brought to you by Weber Chevrolet and the family of, no, excuse me, Weber Chevrolet and family of dealerships, the Power of Three, Creve Coeur, Granite City, and Columbia, Illinois. And there you go.
WeberChev.com. Check them out.
You can turn this up, my man. Even higher. There you go. Little Joe Cocker taking us to the break.
I like Joe Cocker.
Yeah, I know you do. You just like saying
just a little help from my friends.
You like saying his name. We'll be right back.
Oh, the beautiful.